a group of young students.
Yeah, at a charter school.
Planning out some kind of shooting, drive-by shooting attack at their school. It was uncovered. Authorities were notified. Arrests have been made. And we learned today just how those arrests are breaking down. And I was astonished to learn that one of these students that has in question will not be arrested because all he did was take ammunition, including a box of 22 caliber rounds and a magazine full of live ammunition. He took those things to school, but they are not actually, that is not actually a crime that you can be prosecuted
for. When you told me that today, I went, hold on a minute. And then I started to think about it, and I went, well, why would it be illegal? And then I started to think, well, why wouldn't it be illegal? So we thought we'd bring an expert in on this. And so we brought in Ben Horsley, spokesperson for the Granite School District, in because even if you don't necessarily have a law in the books, there are policies in school districts. Ben, thanks for joining us on the program.
No problem. I'm excited to hear from this expert that you guys have brought in. I'm really curious about this issue.
Right.
Well, that's what we at least wanted to know what your expertise was in your school
district,
because we saw this and we didn't know what to think of it.
What's the policy? So police aren't going to prosecute a student for bringing live ammunition into school, but that cannot possibly, that has to be a violation of school policy.
Absolutely. And now I can't speak for this particular charter school, and different charter schools obviously don't have the breadth of policies that a large school district like Granite might have in this particular case. We have what's called a dangerous materials policy, which would prohibit students from bringing things such as weapons, knives, other things, and explosive materials, those types of items, or anything of which mischief could occur. And obviously bullets or any sort of ammunition would fall under that category. I want to be clear, though, we would obviously look at the intent of that student carrying that ammunition. Obviously, some kids come from backgrounds where hunting or other type of activities are in their family and part of their heritage. If Uncle Bob gives his little nephew a .22 bullet to carry around for good luck, and that kid's just carrying that around because it's a memento of some sort, doesn't have a weapon, we'd certainly discourage him from carrying that weapon or that ammunition. It might be perceived as a threat to some other students, but by and large, I don't think we'd take any action against the student in that case.
So the bullet could then theoretically be included in this policy as an explosive, because it's not a weapon. It is technically an explosive, although I don't think it's the kind of explosive that was envisioned when these district policies were written, right?
I think you're right, and there's some other language in there, and I don't have it right in front of me. I do apologize, but when we do write policy, sometimes we do provide vagueness for these types of situations where we certainly can't cover every type of situation that might come up. But we want to give our policies the breadth and coverage where they can pretty much deal with any situation that comes up, even if it's not explicitly mentioned in the policy itself. And I think we'd feel comfortable taking action against a student for bringing ammunition, particularly if they were brandishing it, using it as some sort of threat. We feel comfortable that the policy would cover us in that situation.
Ben Horsley, spokesperson for the Granite School District. In this type of a situation, too, obviously, when a student outs other students who are trying to pull off something like this, I mean, ultimately, it was a student who had pointed at these other students who had something in the works. Is that what you guys teach in your school? Say, almost that if you see something, say something type of an attitude? Or how do you guys try to train students in avoiding a situation like this that happened at the charter school?
Oh, you are absolutely correct. And the fact is, we have tons of cameras in our schools. I think in one of our high schools, we have almost 120 different cameras in a variety of places. Let me tell you, they do not work the way that as well as our students do. And the fact is we have 68,000 students, which means we have over 100,000 set of eyes and real live cameras working to keep our students safe. And we put it back on them. It is your job to help keep this place safe. If you see something happening that's inappropriate, bullying, a weapon, anything that makes you feel unsafe, you need to report it. We have an anonymous text line for them to be able to do so if they don't feel comfortable reporting it in person or giving out their name.
All right, Ben Horsley, spokesperson for Granite School District. Ben, we appreciate your enlightening words. Have a great night.
Thanks. I'll turn off the phone and listen for this expert.
Okay, sounds good. We're looking forward to hearing from him, too, on this election in particular. All right. Thanks so much, Ben. What do you think about this? Are you fine with a policy that's vague enough to allow students to bring live ammunition in certain circumstances to school?
I think he nailed it. He said what you have basically here is a charter school who might not necessarily have had the comprehensive nature of policies.
Well, but
I don't know what the policies are in this school, but at the same time, when you're able to say, hey, no, it's legal for him to have these things, because these are not, okay, razor blades. I don't know how those would have been looked at and gone, yeah, that's good, that's fine.
Yeah.
Those are legal to have. Because you can have clips full of bullets coming to a school, and if your policies aren't comprehensive enough to be able to say that's illegal and the hazardous materials type thing that they have in the bigger school districts, you've got to figure it out.